brought to you by Penguin.
The Children of the Anthropocene. Stories from young people at the heart of the climate crisis. Written and read by me, Bella Lack. Foreword by Greta Thunberg. We are right now in the beginning of a global climate and ecological emergency that affects all of us. But not everyone is suffering its consequences equally. Where I come from, we often speak of the climate crisis like something that will affect our children and grandchildren in a distant future. But what we seem to forget, over and over, is that people are dying due to its consequences already, today. For decades, people, especially youth, have been tirelessly fighting for climate and ecological justice. While we wait for the people in power to act, in every city, every community and every country, young people are speaking up and taking action. And I'm so proud to be fighting alongside them. Our activism takes many different forms, but we're working together towards the same goal, changing political and economic systems to prioritise people and the planet. In the Children of the Anthropocene, you'll hear inspiring stories from all over the world, stories from the most affected people in the most affected areas, unheard but not voiceless. Their stories must be told. So let's pass the mic. Introduction. We're addicted to stories. They're the cornerstone of our civilization. Stories characterize humans like flight characterizes birds. Like petals characterize flowers. They're the essence of our species and are the most powerful form of human communication. I realized this in March 2020. It didn't look like the end of the world, although many alarmists on Twitter assured me it was. I watched the world carefully from the window. The morning was damp and steaming like a newborn calf. A few milky aeroplane contrails braided across the blue sky. The ambient hum of London was muffled and remote for the first time in my life. Later, when the spring mist began to clear, I pulled on a large sweater and walked in the park. It was that kind of magical day when spring turns from an inkling into an explosive emergence of blooms, buds, and plump bees. A day when daffodils thrust their heads into the sunlight and croaking frogs serenade each other in the green ponds. The birds were singing a little louder, the sun shining a little brighter, and the grey British winter was thawing out. Life was renewed. The air seemed to be thrumming with activity. And yet, for once, it wasn't humans. When I did see a fellow Homo sapiens, we politely began to veer away from each other a few metres in advance to keep the angle subtle, but large enough to ensure we maintain the obligatory 2 metres. To be fair, this type of behaviour is not unusual for British people on a normal day. Across the world, we humans sat in our homes, each of us neatly packaged within our 4 walls. In a few short weeks, our species have retreated from the constant gnawing labour of routine and become untethered. The machine of humanity had ground to a halt and our horizons had shrunk from the global neighbourhood to the achingly familiar sight of the inside of our front doors. What surprised me most was the ease and rapidity with which major capital cities had transformed from bustling metropolises to hauntingly hollow ghost towns. The how and why was obvious, though. It wasn't just government warnings and regulations keeping us contained, but the stories that cascaded down our social media feeds as well. We heard about a sick mother in Wuhan, a terrified couple marooned on an infected cruise ship. We read about our friend's granddad in hospital, our prime minister in the ICU, and an Italian nurse exhausted and bruised from hours on shift. These stories personalised and reinforced the severity of the virus for the global population, more than any statistic could ever do. In 2020, stories, not just statistics, mobilised the world to care about the coronavirus. Information about the state of our planet is often complex, unengaging, and absent from wider public discourse. Linguistic analysis even found that the most recent IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, report was less readable than seminal papers by Albert Einstein.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?